Hey there. Thanks for tuning in. This is the Black Opinionated Woman, also known as a Beau. So by now you guys are starting to get to know me a little bit. And I just wanted to talk about a couple of things. Okay. I wanted to talk about how Black women, we need to get in order. Yes, we need to get in order. We need to be accountable. We got to talk about some things. All right. But you know, before we talk about things, I like to talk about this commitment problem that we have here. The commitment problem. That's right. Because see, I need you guys to subscribe. When you subscribe, you show your long-term commitment. There's five S's here. And the first one is subscribe. Subscribe. That's right. We're going to talk about that second S real quick. The second S requires that you show some support. Yeah. You're going to show your support by liking this video. So go ahead and do it right now. I'll wait. You should have hit that like button by now. All right. So then I need you to see this video. Watch the entire video. The whole thing. Yes, ma'am. Yes, bow and bow ties. Watch the whole thing. All right, go ahead and share with your friends, families, your aunties, your cousins, anybody who you think might enjoy this. And then I need you to say something, okay? You want to subscribe, you want to show, you want to see, you want to share, you want to say. I need you to say something. Comment below, all right? All right, did we get the house cleaning out of the way? I think we did. All right, we're working on it. We're working on this commitment problem you have. But all right, let's jump right on into it. The gratuitous talk. I had to throw that in there because I have some things to say. We're going to talk about how I think that Black women, we're out of order. We are all the way out of pocket. We're out of pocket. Look, we're doing a lot of really good things. Let's start off with some of the positives. For many of us out there, we're talking about how we're trying to get it together. For those who recognize that we need to get it together, we talk about this thing called self-care, right? So we're trying to get our bodies right. We're trying to get financially right. And we're taking care of our mental health, right? We're trying to do these things. We're trying to take... Oh, what is going on here? What's going on? Okay. So, and I applaud those things and I like it. And what I like about those things, and look, let me just say this. These things are not, you know, mutually exclusive, and they're not the only ones, okay? They're related. But what I like about the things that we're doing right is that we're not looking to men, right? We're not saying, oh, this isn't working because of the men. Nope, we're just saying, hey, we need to do these things, fix us. And I like it. I like it a lot. I'm all about that life. But, okay, we're still out of order. We're all the way out of pocket. And part of it is because, now, I am a Gen Xer. Okay, I just had a birthday not too long ago, so I'm the whopping old age of 45. Yes, this is a come through son moment. You like that? You like that? Oil Belay, you guys can go ahead and sponsor me if you want. Hashtag Oil Belay. But yeah, so I think as a Gen Xer, one of the things is we are partially to blame. But I think even more importantly is even the generation above us, see. What the generation above us, the baby boomers, what they had was they had that, I want to say, was it the silent generation? The silent generation was really good at what was considered womanhood back in the day, being a woman. And what I liked about what they did, and I do have a point to this, was I love how they presented themselves. They were incredibly classy. They were, I don't want to say timeless, because they obviously they had like a way about them, but I look at the way they had so much pride. They had pride in their home, the little they had. They had pride in their pride in their the way they dressed, the way they wore their hair. They had pride in the way they presented themselves in public. around other women, men, whatever. They had pride in the way that they interacted with the elderly. Respect, all that stuff. And so what happened was the baby boomers, that was passed on to the baby boomers. The baby boomers just went off. I guess with all the protesting and the weed and the crack and all that good stuff. And then somehow that art has been lost. It hasn't been passed down. When I look back about maybe even 100 years ago, like 1920s or whatever, if you look at the way the women dressed and you look at how classy they were, so feminine, and they were so poised, even the way they held their body. Right now, even the way I'm holding my body, I'm thinking I'm looking like a whole full-on man. I'm just, you know, but let me go ahead and cross my legs now. When you look at what's happening today, I feel like we have glorified thought culture. I said it. We have glorified thought culture. Oh, yes. Thoughtish. For those of you who don't know what thought culture is, thought is that hoe over there. So, I think what happened was we swung so far to this, I am free, let me express myself phase, and I believe in those things. But now we've got women out here, see, look, I've already stopped crossing my legs. I mean, they're crossed at the ankles, they're just not crossed at the knee. We've got women out here posting content that's unsavory. Like, we've got women out here thinking that it's just okay to twerk everywhere. And then have the audacity to get upset when people want to kick them out of restaurants. That was that had proliferated, I think, on social media. They were upset because a gentleman in his establishment did not want that for his patrons. We glorify thought culture. We glorify wearing no clothes. I mean, I like to walk around with a lot of clothes on too, but I'm not in public, you know. We think we've put on three pieces of strings and now that we're dressed. Look, I like to, you know, get cute and floss and all that good stuff too, but like there's a time and a place. And also I think about how I would like to present for my family and represent my husband as well. I mean, I wouldn't want him going out in the gray sweatpants without being fully protected. You know about the gray sweatpants, ladies. You know what I'm talking about. The gray sweatpants. Every man has a pair of gray sweatpants that were like, oh no, you're not going to have my stuff out there in these streets just moving in. I digress. But yeah, so we glorify thought culture. We think it's okay. And it's all under the guises of feminism. Now, let me just say this. I am a feminist in its purest sense. But the way it has been co-opted, I'm kind of a faux feminist now. Now, if I start rubbing my nose, it's because I'm dealing with my allergies. Hopefully the medicine kicks in shortly. I'm a faux feminist. F-A-U-X. Because there's just, look, we've got people now saying, well, I'm expressing myself. I'm like, really? Is it expression? Is that expression? I don't know. But I like to think that there's a certain way I'm going to comport myself that's going to represent myself and my family. Womanhood, black womanhood. And I get it. I'm in a different generation and each generation goes through it. And they say that the generation before them doesn't get it. But I feel like we have failed. We have failed our ladies. Heck, honestly, as much as I like tea, I would have to go online and look up how to host a tea party. I know people in my family back in the day used to do the whole tea thing. I don't know. Maybe some of the older ones, maybe. But even that has been a lost art. Having tea says, but we don't even have tea. Now, I'm not saying we have to all get out here and have tea and crumpets, but like, it's... We have failed. We have failed our girls. So we've done some really good things, but we're out of order because we glorify thought culture. Twerking. And let me just say for the record, if you look up twerking, the origins of twerking were actually not bad. It came from the western coast of Africa, from the Magupa tribe, I believe. I think it was from Cote d'Ivoire. I don't remember. Guys, look, do your own homework. Don't trust me because I cannot remember. But if you look up the history of twerking, it was used as a form of celebration, of marriage and celebration and a baby, whatever. And also, I guess there was this sexual component. But ever since it's come here, it has been co-opted into something else. It's almost salacious how we use it. We glorify thought culture. Black women, we're out of order. Our music, out of order. We're out of order. How we comport ourselves, how we conduct ourselves in public, we are out of order. We are all the way out of order. Out of order. It's too much. Let me tell you something. We want to be respected. We want all this stuff from outside communities too to respect us, and we don't even respect ourselves. And then what happens is we get like in our feelings, we get our butt on our shoulders. We literally had Bonnet Gate. Monique came out and said, "Hey ladies, can we put on some clothes and not wear a bonnet?" And this was cause for like a ruckus. Women were literally in their feelings. And that's not to say that we have to, you know, conduct ourselves according to the dominant society standards. However, we do live in an area. I mean, like, look, it is what it is. Number one. Number two, this, it's okay for us to set that standard for ourselves, for ourselves. But we have women out here who think it's okay to walk around in house slippers and house coats and pajamas and bonnets. We're out of order. See, we you hear this all the time. Preparation meets opportunity or whatever it is, especially for those of you who are looking for companionship. You don't know who you're going to meet that day walking outside looking like he just rolled out of bed. Why would the person that could have been your mate want you representing him? And vice versa. But I'm not focusing on the men. I'm going to let the men check the men about the clothes and the pants and not doing the hair and all that. That's for them. I don't want to get in their business right now. I'm talking about women business. We are out of order. I don't even care if you like this video. I only have about 3.5 subscribers anyway. So look, we're out of order. We are out of order. We got to stop glorifying thought culture. We got to take pride in our appearance. We've got to. And we've got to stop this narrative of I'm a strong black woman, but no. And it's not that we're not. We gotta stop that. We have to stop assigning masculine qualities to us, because we already have people outside of our community trying to assign masculine qualities to us. Look, we've got people within our community assigning masculine qualities to us. We've got men calling women dogs, referring to us as animals. Oh, that was perfect when that dog started barking. Thank you, Jesus. How? That was like serendipitous or something. I don't know. But yeah, we've got the men calling women dogs. So the last thing we need to do is assign qualities to ourselves that are not becoming. We need to stop. We need to be accountable for our actions. This is just the start. There's so much that we need to be accountable for, but you know, I don't want to be here all day because then no one's going to listen. We're out of order. Okay? We're out of order. All right, so let me wrap this up. You know what I'm going to say, right? You know what I'm going to say. We're going to talk about this commitment. Go ahead and subscribe. You guys can do it. We're working it out. We're working on this relationship. You go ahead and subscribe, guys. I want you to show your support by liking this video. I want you to watch it all the way through. See it. I want you to go ahead and share it with your friends, your family, everybody, your pastor, I don't know. And then say something, preferably something nice, in the comment section. All right, guys, until next time, take care.